The circle. The circle is a powerful tool for understanding. However, it is not a substitute for professional therapy. If you are feeling wobbly or experiencing a lot of stress, please get good support and then come back to the circle when things are less charged for you. If you feel very vulnerable during your bleed, then wait until later in your cycle too. If you would prefer to work with somebody, you can find the details of circle facilitators in the PDF. Getting ready. Have a journal and a pen to hand. Make sure you won't be disturbed for 40 minutes or so. Have your intention or question for the circle prepared, written down if that works for you. Turn off your phone ringer and notifications. Prepare a little snack and some water for afterwards. Here's what we're going to do. Get comfy and settle into your body. Check in with your intention or question for the circle. Then, once you've settled in, I'll invite you to see the cycle before you and holding your intention to step into the center of the cycle. If you wish, you can close your eyes. You'll land safely in the center and feel into the landscape around and beyond you. From the center, you'll step into the season of life spring, from the time of your first period, and move through those years, journeying into life summer of your 20s and 30s, into your life autumn of perimenopause and separation, into life winter, where you'll move through the menopause phases of surrender and emergence, and then into the second spring of postmenopause. You can spend a minute or two in each season and phase. Then you'll return to the center to survey the landscape again. And finally, you will step out of the circle. You'll come back into the here and now and ground your experience by pondering on some prompts and writing some notes if it suits you. Once you've got yourself comfy, let's begin. Taking a deeper breath now. Sigh out your out-breath. Do this twice more and notice how your whole body releases as you sigh, sinking into the earth. Notice how your body is supported, how your back and bum rest on your chair or support. Imagine that deep below the cushions and floor, the warm embrace of the earth is keeping you safe here today. Bring your intention or question to mind. Say it out loud if you like. Imagine that you could breathe it in like the steam from a bowl of nourishing soup or your favourite tea. Absorb your intention into your system. And holding this awareness, imagine that as you look down at your toes, you could see the beginnings of a different country in front of you. The country of your life seasons. Into the center. Take a big, bold step right into the center of the cycle. Landing safe and secure there with your question. This is a place of safety and wisdom. You can do whatever you need to land safely. Visualize yourself dropping an anchor or imagine safe objects around you, perhaps. Know that whenever you need to, if it feels too much, you can return to this center. in your own time. Imagine you could send your awareness out to survey the seasons around you. What do you notice? Perhaps you see images or feel the different qualities of the seasons. Maybe they are indistinct and it's hard to tell them apart. There's no right or wrong way. Turning about in your imagination, notice where you feel the season of spring, of your teen years from your first period onwards. Orientating yourself towards your life spring and connecting with your intention or question, take a big, bold step into the season of spring, landing safely and securely into the time of your first period. Spring. As you arrive in your life spring, take a breath as you land here. Feeling your feet on the ground. Notice how you feel your emotions and thoughts. What a tender time, full of exploration and discovery, as you find out about life and about yourself. Connecting with your intention or question, notice the atmosphere of spring. There may be body sensation, images, memory, or you may feel nothing at all. Whatever you are aware of or not, you are doing just fine here. See if you can let yourself be interested in what happens and use your curiosity to observe how it is for you to experience this life spring. Maybe there's a colour. You might be alone, or you may have other beings around you. Are you feeling any particular emotion? If you're experiencing something uncomfortable, you could focus on the detail. For example, where its edges are. If it's too much, you can remove yourself to safety and observe the spring unfolding from a little distance. Or step into the center of the cycle to observe. Be super kind to yourself here in this tender spring. And imagine what kind of support you'd love to have here. Take a moment to feel into a word that captures the quality of your life spring. You may like to say it out loud or write it down. Staying within the quietness of the circle. Then coming back to your spring landscape. See if there is anything you'd like to do here before we enter summer. Is there anything you'd like to leave behind? Or perhaps a gift you'd like to receive to take with you? Now you find yourself at the crossover from the life spring of your teenage years and the life summer. Just notice how it is for you to be poised here on this crossover. And recall your intention or question. before stepping into the summer. Summer. Take some time to land here in your life, summer. It's the season of manifesting projects, of activity, and of being out there in the world. Get a feel for this bigger energy of this season. Notice where your attention goes now. If you feel distracted, that's okay. Come back to your feeling of what this summer is like and how it impacts you. You may feel more expansive here, excited or overwhelmed. There may be a body sensation, images, a memory, or numbness. Whatever you are aware of or not, you are doing great. Perhaps you're full of sensation in your body as you experience the move towards creating things in the outside world. Let yourself be interested in the feeling of summer and stay curious. You might feel an impulse to move or even dance. If so, see where it takes you. Check in with your emotions too. If you are experiencing something challenging, see if you can stay with it and focus on the detail of the sensation in your body. Where it is, perhaps tightness, numbness, or tingling. You can always step back into the center of the cycle to observe and take a few breaths if it feels too much. That's fine too. What sort of support would you love to have here in this summer? Take a moment to feel into a word that captures the quality of your life summer. You may like to say it out loud or write it down. Coming back to your summer landscape, see if there is anything you need to do here before we enter autumn. Is there anything you'd like to leave behind to let go of? And perhaps there's something you'd like to take with you. You now find yourself at the crossover from life summer to the life autumn of your perimenopause. This can be a powerful moment. And it's important to give yourself space to really notice what this is like for you. Bring to mind your intention or question you brought to your circle and take a step into your life autumn. Autumn and separation. Take some time to land here in your life autumn. Get a feel for the different atmosphere of this season. It's a season of decluttering your life. Notice any thoughts, physical or energy sensations or feelings, and how this autumnal landscape appears around you. If you were distracted, just take note of it. This is information too. Remember the question that you brought to the circle and repeat it to yourself. Let yourself be curious about your experience. You're doing beautifully. Now, as you journey through your life, Autumn, you'll feel at some point that you have arrived in the phase of separation, your perimenopause. You might notice a desire to withdraw, perhaps curl into yourself somehow. A no, or just a subtle shift in the quality of the environment around you. If you can, be interested if you experience discomfort and notice its quality. Is it smooth or spiky? Buzzing or lumpy? Does it have a colour, perhaps? Take a breath. Be soft and kind with yourself here and let yourself have the support you crave. What would that be? What could that be? Take a moment to feel into a word that captures the quality of separation. You may like to say it aloud or write it in your journal. Coming back to your autumn landscape, see if there is anything that you need to do here before we enter winter and the phase of surrender. Is there anything you'd like to leave behind? It could be a belief or a habit, an attachment to something, or maybe a relationship. Is there a gift you'd love to receive, to take with you? You now find yourself at the crossover from autumn and separation into winter, where you'll encounter surrender. Just notice, how is it for you to be poised here on this crossover? Now, recalling again the question you brought to the circle and really breathing it in. Take a bold step into the season of life winter and surrender. Winter and surrender. Take a soft breath in and out as you settle into the phase of surrender. The place of deep rest and acceptance in this life winter. You are now in the depths of your menopause process and finding healing. Notice the differences between separation and surrender. Has your body responded? What are your thoughts here? Just notice. Do you visualize a wintry landscape around you? What do you need to nourish and soothe yourself? Maybe some colours or an absence of colour show themselves. Let in the softness of surrender, the peace and quiet. Let yourself receive whatever it is you need to heal as you fill your spirit. If there is nothing, don't worry, you're doing fine. Doing nothing is excellent medicine, especially when you feel lost. Take a moment to feel into a word that captures the quality of surrender. You may like to say it aloud, or if you prefer, write it down, staying in the quietness of the circle. Winter and emergence. Moving into emergence, notice how the new shoots of rising energy make themselves felt. You might feel tingling, want to move again, or your senses may become more alive. Staying curious, notice if you want to move fast or slow. Do you want to contain this new energy, or are you wanting to get busy? Emergence is a time that asks us to pace ourselves. We're not quite ready to dash out into the world just yet. How could you hold on to your energy and keep it for yourself? Could you hug yourself? Or breathe into your belly more deeply as you feel your energy build within you? What supports you now? Take a moment to feel into a word that captures the quality of emergence. You may like to say it out loud or write it down. Coming back to the emergence phase, see if there is anything you need to do here before we enter second spring. Is there anything you'd like to leave behind? It might be a belief, an old habit, an attachment to something, or maybe a relationship. Is there a gift you'd like to give yourself to take with you into your second spring? You now find yourself at the crossover from the winter of your menopause and second spring, completing the cycle you started in your first spring. What do you notice in yourself at this auspicious time? Is there excitement or dread? A longing to move, or perhaps stay quiet and still? You're crossing into a new cycle. Recalling the question you brought to the circle and really breathing it in. Take a bold step into your new cycle and second spring. Second spring. Take a soft breath in and out as you land here in your second spring, on new ground. Get a feel for the different quality of this season. The clarity of it, the freshness, maybe lightness. How is it different to your first teenage spring? What are you aware of now in this different phase of life? Is there body sensation, images, a different emotion? There might be an energy shift, a smell, or you might hear something. Let yourself move if that feels good, following any impulses from within. Take a moment to feel into a word that captures the quality of second spring. You may like to say it out loud or write it down. Coming back to second spring. Look back to where you are in your lived menopause life and give yourself a word of encouragement or love before you take a bold step back into the center of your cycle. In the center, landing back solidly in the center once more. Take a look around at the journey you have made today. What a journey. In your imagination, notice any differences in the landscape from where we started. Now it's time to complete your cycle experience. So take a big, bold step right out of the cycle, back into the here and now, feeling the floor and chair, or the surfaces around you. Notice again how they support you. And taking a big breath, sigh to release your out-breath. Do this twice more as you come back into the room. Now make a gesture or say a word to show yourself that this circle experience is complete. Take your time and make any kind of delicious movement that feels good. Now is a good time to have something to eat and drink before you reflect on the following questions. Grounding your experience. Once you have completed your circle process, take some time to ponder and write the answers to the following questions. What are the headlines from your circle? What was new information? What was charged for you? What resources did you encounter that supported you? How can you weave a little dose of this medicine into your everyday life?